Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting. Purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's crab diving on a Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
On a hump day, everybody, here hurling at you from Los Angeles, California. It's a little after 2 p.m. on the West Coast, a little after 5 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast. If it ain't that time, hey, thanks for listening to our rerun. We thank you for taking us into those holes on the side of your head either way.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, God. Oh. I'm surprised she didn't follow that up with just every fucking day of the week.
I would have.
Why not?
I don't know.
Actually, I think there was a Saturday.
If her fans are that fucking stupid, are you serious? There was a Saturday.
There might have been. I might be talking out of my asshole.
Who is that artist?
My name is Patrick Vile, by the way.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And who are we talking about?
The Rebecca Black? Was that her name?
Rebecca Black. Shame on you. Taking advantage of your poor, stupid fans.
Well, she didn't know.
It Saturday.
She was like 14 or 15 or something, and she did some stupid song on the internet, and all of a sudden it went crazy.
Am I shaming a child?
Well, not now.
No, I feel bad for that.
She might be sort of. She might be no longer jailbait.
Well, it doesn't matter if she's jailbait or not. I just feel bad, you know.
Ted Nugent no longer interested in her, nor
neither here
Phil
nor
Robinson.
There. I just feel bad criticizing a child for doing something creative. That's what I meant.
Well, oh, I see.
Yeah, I was.
Rebecca.
I don't want to date Rebecca Black.
She's probably, well, let's look her up here on the.
That wasn't my meaning at all. I was making fun of her shitty work, which
Rebecca Renee Black, born 1997.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. Again, not, you know.
So she's 17, right?
Right.
Just turned 17. American singer, dancer, actress. Gained media attention with the 2011 single Friday.
Yeah.
It went viral on YouTube. There you go.
Yeah.
Just dubbed
I'm gonna go
by
get
many
the,
people.
By the way, the water's boiling on the tea kettle.
Oh, the Friday was derided by many critics and viewers who dubbed it the worst song ever. The song was co-written. Let's say it doesn't matter. 167 million views, according to this Wikipedia. But I'm assuming that it's probably higher than that. I don't know how often they people update their Wikipedia. According to this video that I'm looking at right now on the YouTube, 74,200,000 views for Rebecca Black Friday. Here's a little bit of this wonderful, amazing song for your ear holes to. Let's skip ahead. Ready? Brilliant.
That was great.
Brilliant.
Jesus Christ.
Those are thank you for the coffee,
oh, yes,
by the way.
That's the worst song on the planet.
Those are lyrics worthy of Neil Young.
Yeah. I mean, and she's only 17.
It's,
oh my God.
Friday.
I think Neil Young at 17 was probably a little more creative, don't you?
Oh, I think he had a little more mileage on him too. Oh, probably. Yeah. Neil Young at 17. Yeah. Probably.
When did I can't believe we're comparing Neil Young to this shit.
I wonder when they put together when Neil Young started.
Like, I don't know.
Was he like, you know, we'll have to. I don't know Neil Young's history on what's going on there.
Yeah.
Give us a call if you like, ladies and gentlemen. We have a Skype machine going.
Oh yeah.
You can Skype us. It's our screen name, Crab Diving, name of the show.
I don't mean to do any behind the scenes kind of chatter here, but if we get a call, what do I have to do? I forgot. Do I have to plug something in down here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well, we're getting two calls today, probably. Oh, so.
Well, right now all you have to do is plug in that one black one that should be plugged in.
It's already plugged in, so I don't have to do any. Oh, shit.
The one that's waving around there. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Then what is this?
So here on the, well, that goes in the other one.
Oh, okay.
The, let's see, we could check out what the headlines are. Sorry.
Oh, I got it. Well.
Let's check out the headlines here.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
The headlines. We'll check out the Huffington Post, the Tommy Pinto liberal.
It feeds.
Huffington Post, the headlines. Over there on the Huffington Post, out Anna Huffington's contribution to journalistic wonderfulness is dying to be free, it says. Dying to be free.
Yes.
There is a treatment for heroin addiction that actually works. Why aren't we using it?
Is it a? It's a treatment too, right? It's like a drug. It's not praying the heroin away or anything like that.
Well, how dare you? Praying might do something. Isn't that what's going on in your brother's timeline?
No, my brother.
Shout out to your brother,
right?
Fighting the good atheist fight on Facebook.
Yes.
Go to our Facebook, by the way, facebook.com/crabdiving. You can also tweet us during the show. At Crab Diving.
I'm looking at the Twitter now.
And call us on the regular telephone, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS.
That's right. Shout out to the Daily Show John, which I believe is a fake John Stewart.
I think it's a fake
Twitter account, who has like 15,000 followers, by the way. They retweeted, a notice for a replay that we had.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Kind of them.
How
Shout
nice.
Out to them.
Fake John Stewart.
See, if
Big
you,
fan.
If you love us and share us and spread the crabs, we'll give you a shout out.
Yes.
Suboxone, I believe, is what it's called.
Oh.
There, it says Suboxone can save heroin addicts' lives. Why won't we give it to them?
Why won't we? Because it's expensive,
this
right?
It seems to be like some big Huffington Post, big giant expose. It goes to projects.huffingtonpost.com, and this fucking thing is 8 big pages long.
You know, do you think we won't give it to him for
it's got for chapters
bullshit political fucking reason? It's got chapters. See, that there's a lib news site for you. There's chapters and a lot to read. It's not USA Today.
Yeah, this is a giant giant expose.
See if the USA Today runs a story, and they'll give you a nice 50-word summary.
So I'm assuming it's something political that, you know, the war on drugs, the way the Republicans, the way the conservatives want to do it is,
yeah.
I'm in jail. Do you sniff marijuana?
It's Wednesday, 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 oh.
And, partying, 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 oh my God. Party.
Fun. I'm going to say, you know, saying a word right after you say, repeating a word, that doesn't mean it rhymes. You understand that? You can't rhyme a word with itself.
Right.
I learned that in literature class.
Literature.
That's poor lyric writing, don't you think?
Well, 75,230,866 views.
Fine. Yeah, you know what? Nobody's given no one's cared that much for anything I put out in the world. How many views?
75,230,867 now that we just watched it.
Well, listen, anything I say is stupid.
However,
that number.
The thumbs up to thumbs down ratio?
Yes.
On YouTube? 415,000 thumbs up. 1,498,000 thumbs down.
Yeah.
But a million more thumbs down. People hate this fucking song.
But those ads that play when people click on that song, they don't give a shit if they thumbs it up or down, correct? It's still a click.
As long as they watched the ad or they click on some shit, maybe. Yeah.
That does, those thumbs down don't do dick for her bottom line. They don't hurt it.
I don't know. I don't think they do. I don't. Yeah, I don't think they do.
I mean,
obviously, it doesn't hurt the ranking.
I mean, it obviously helps it, right?
It doesn't obviously hurt the ranking. It's the first thing that popped up in Google. But it's their own site, too.
Yeah.
Google owns YouTube.
But it's their, I mean, it's just that it shows activity on their content.
Right.
Damn. What do we know? It's fucking Friday.
It's fucking.
God damn.
It's cunting Friday, Friday.
It's not even Friday. And we're singing the song.
It's Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, from Rebecca Black, we did the breaking news. I'm not exactly sure what the reason is that we're not giving Suboxone out, but it's probably has something to do with the war on drugs. That our drug addiction in this country is treated criminally instead of as a medical issue.
Yay!
And therefore, throw them in jail, especially the brown ones. Well, forgive me.
Right,
poor people with drug problems are treated criminally. Rich people with drug problems get to go to rehab.
I want to go to rehab. Yeah, you can go to jail or rehab. It's funny. Are you ready? Are you ready to go? It's Saturday and we gon' party all night. One way you will remember for the rest of our lives. This Saturday and we gon' do it bigger than we ever had before. I don't want this Saturday to end.
That's Rebecca Black's follow-up.
It's Saturday.
I don't want this Saturday to end.
Most people don't. That's quite a bold statement. Rebecca doesn't want her Saturday to end, guys.
24,367,000.
Oh, my God. She doesn't want her awesome Saturday to end. You know who wants her Saturday to end? Somebody on a Pat Robertson's diamond mines.
Right.
They want every day to end.
Yeah, especially when they're getting fingers shoved up their assholes at the end of every watch to make sure that they're not stuffing diamonds up there.
Yeah, I think they take X-rays.
They take X-rays of
every fucking day.
Yeah. So that's the headline over on the HuffPo is about that. It's an expose that they wrote about the something that could help heroin addicts, but of course, because that would help people and be kind. America's not into it.
Does the Drudge, do they have that same article?
Well, it's not a
eight chapters.
I'm sure they're linking to a HuffPo expose.
Right.
The headline, I know about this. Maybe we'll be talking a little bit later when we get a phone call from Tommy Gimler.
Yes.
Very excited. A celebrity.
Dude.
A pseudo celebrity.
Yeah, what's that hashtag that's trending? Puppy.
Uber Puppy Bowl. There's going to be, you know, the puppy bowl, which they have on during halftime.
Is Kate, did you apply
she's
for?
She's not a puppy. That
well,
was,
I mean,
well past her prime.
They mean puppy.
No, that's puppies.
Real puppies.
Puppies.
How the fuck did they get him to do anything?
That's the whole point. It's a clusterfuck.
Really?
But probably still more coherent than the bikini bowl.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The
lingerie bowl, too. That's crazy.
Yeah, the, there's so many bowls.
Yeah.
The puppy bowl.
Right.
Of course needs top shelf officiating.
Yes.
And I guess Tommy's going to officiate the puppy bowl, right?
The live puppy bowl.
The live puppy bowl.
In Phoenix. Maybe he'll explain more about it. But
right,
yeah,
right.
I don't know how that works. Oh, the coffee that you picked up, yes, is quite hot.
Oh, wow. That's really
it's
hot.
That's why that cup has a fucking handle on it.
I understand, but usually it's not that. I thought it had set long enough to
this.
The point where
see
I would
that?
Leave layers of my skin on it.
I'm not burning my fingers right now because I'm using the fucking handle.
Thank you for the
Jesus Christ
drinking cup lesson.
We used to have that this joke down in the South. He's so dumb he couldn't pour piss out of a boot if the directions were on the heel. It's a long one.
Yeah.
It's a long.
You have to do some cipher
you don't
on
find,
that one.
You don't find that funny.
The headlines. I get it.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, you've already poured it out. Shouldn't have to explain it by now.
Oh, yeah.
The headline on the HuffPo, not the HuffPo, the Drudge Repo.
Yeah.
There's a picture of Tom Brady and
More with Ballgate or whoever.
No, he's sick.
Oh.
He has a cold, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck
Headline
him.
News.
Fuck him.
What slow news? HuffPo has, not that people not being able to get treatment for their heroin addiction is not news, but it's, you know, it ain't headline-y kind of news.
A one percenter has a cold.
And
oh, no.
Tom Brady has a cold. It's over to CBS that it was media day today.
Yes.
And they said he has a cold.
Oh, no. What are they going to do? Give him Tylenol?
It's been lingering, Brady told reporters.
Oh, my God. Get him some chicken soup.
I'm just trying to get some rest and a lot of garlic.
Is Gisele Bündchen taking care of
an old remedy?
Is she caring for him?
He said his kids got sick first.
Yes.
If you got the Super Bowl coming up, put him on a plane to Zimbabwe.
Right.
And let them watch from South Africa or something.
I didn't know he had
kids. A little
kids.
Virus factory.
Yeah.
Then his wife, Gisele, got sick.
Yes.
I'm sure she's delightful while she's ill.
Oh, my God.
She probably is a wonderful human being.
Right.
I don't know what I'm.
We just
I'm disparaging her.
I don't know.
I just assume supermodels are a pain in the ass.
You know why you would assume that? I get it. It's like models. They get paid, and they have value because they're attractive, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
hey, it's hard. You've seen America's Next Top Model.
That kind of treatment over and over again can lay the foundation for a pretty, like a fucking sociopath, don't you think?
Right.
People are just naturally interested in you because of what you look like rather than what you say. I mean, that's pretty fucking crazy.
So I guess he's going to try to practice again or something.
No.
But, you know, I think he'll be okay.
Wow. I hope he's okay. Jeez.
Poor Tom.
A whole cold. And he's going to the Super Bowl again. And his
he's got the sniffles. And it's the headline on the fucking Drudge Report.
Didn't Balls on My Chin Gate go all the way up to Tom Brady? I mean, didn't he lie about the balls or did Belichick lie?
Well, now they're throwing a toady under the bus.
Oh, the equipment guy?
The equipment guy.
Oh, fuck that.
He was in the bathroom for 90 seconds. Meanwhile, try
deflating the balls.
Well, I was going to say, try to deflate some balls to drop two exact pounds in 90 seconds on a dozen balls. It's like,
how do you think it works? So,
yeah,
I mean, the equipment manager, I was going to say, is low on the totem pole, but probably not in that NFL organization, right? I mean, it's probably a good job. But don't you think the shit just rolls downhill like Belichick
or
the offensive coordinators, like those balls, they better be right or you're fucking fired. So he's probably in the bathroom all scared the balls aren't going to be correct per the Patriots standards. That's not the fucking NFL.
Earthquake in NoCal.
Oh, yes.
A little while ago.
A good big
5.8.
Oh, shit, man.
Hit the coastal area of Northern California. One girl tweeted, earthquake rocking in my chair over here in Blue Lake. Redwood Original tweeted, just felt a pretty good earthquake. Hashtag NorCal.
Yeah.
Two aftershocks in the same area, 3.3 and 2.6 within 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
No tsunami warnings or anything. No immediate reports of damages or injuries.
Wow. 5.5. What is it?
5.8.
That's significant.
A pretty big fucking earthquake if you're close to it. Yeah.
What's the biggest you ever felt?
There was a 4-something here, wasn't there?
I don't remember.
But it was in the valley.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I felt like a bunch of different types already. Like there was one. The first one I felt like a truck hit the building.
Mm-hmm.
It was just one. Boom. And then like kind of nothing. But it turned out that was actually, it was a small one, but it was under my house. I mean, it was a fault that's really fucking close to where I was living.
Oh my God.
And then another one was, the weirdest one was the one that was, it was really far away. It was a big one. I think it was like up near San Francisco or something, but it was so big that we felt it down here. This is years ago, 8-10 years ago, maybe. And I was sitting in my cube at my horrible day job, and I really started to feel seasick. But if you looked around, you really couldn't you know, you, like you couldn't see things shaking that much or anything.
Yeah.
And then it just got a little worse. It was just like a really weird vertigo. And it was. It was a slow roll, slow wave. And they're like, well, there was this huge fucking earthquake up in there.
Oh, my God.
And then the other one I felt was just like a just shaking for like
God 10 hates
or 15
us.
Seconds. Those are the scary. That was the scary.
That's story. Jesus, man. I mean, hey, listen. Why do you think all the earthquakes?
Stop butt fucking homos.
Yeah, happened in San Francisco. There's a huge gay population up there.
Right. Stop stabbing each other with the rings full of yeah, the stuff.
Right. Oh, the Pat Robertson thing. With the AIDS ring.
Yes.
Yes.
Pat Robertson. Pat the Robertson.
Yeah. Is he in the news today?
I don't think I have a Pat Robertson clip today. We did play...
Maybe he's in his crypt.
Yesterday with him giving financial advice so that some little old lady can make sure she can pay her ridiculous 700 clubs dues.
Yeah, yeah. Get a reverse mortgage. Is that what he said?
Yeah. She's like, should I get a reverse mortgage?
What a fucking asshole he is.
Well, you know.
Tremendous.
Speaking of tremendous assholes,
yes,
there are so many of them out there,
right?
Just Sarah Palin,
right?
Sarah Palin gave us 35 minutes of gold over the weekend when her prompter went bye-bye,
and it turns out that that's almost too much gold.
Well, and also people pointed out and have played other clips. Before the prompter went tits up, that it was equally as incoherent. It was just, there were parts that were just fucking, I love the term word salad, that they use that with her a lot, as a word salad.
I've never heard that. Toss my word salad.
Well, I guess she's got her big thermal panties in a bunch because on Fox... Bill O'Reilly, Papa Bear.
Yes.
Bill O'Reilly was doing a tease for a show or something like that.
What an asshole.
And he was talking about Palin, Donald Trump, and Chris Christie saying that they're not serious candidates for the 2016 clown car.
He's lumping Chris Christie in there with those lunatics? With Trump and Palin?
Yeah, he hates Chris Christie.
God.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Yeah, he's not a big fan. He's not a big fan at all.
I guess the Bridgegate thing with what's-his-face with Christie kind of makes him...
And
I mean,
and they're both blustering assholes. They're both the same person, you know. Oh, look at me, I'm tough. Look at me, I'm tough.
Right.
I'm going to be president. I'd have been president if I decided to run.
And Chris Christie, what does he say? As long as I'm in office, there will never be any medical marijuana in Jersey.
Fuck, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, what a dick,
That may be remedied soon.
Yeah.
So they were talking about the clown car.
Yes.
And Bill O'Reilly... said, smirking, wow, talk about a reality show. He said during the show later, you know, so he's like, coming up, these candidates,
coming up,
Sarah Palin, Donald Trump, and Chris Christie. Wow, talk about a reality show. And then during the show, he went on to say that Palin and Trump would have difficulty putting together any kind of national organization. Like the real candidates that obviously these people are just out pandering. They're not viable candidates.
Now, were they insulted?
Oh, well, I don't know what Christie.
He doesn't care.
He said
he's all sad with his lap band.
But or Trump.
Yeah, he doesn't give two shits.
But but Palin, who is still a Fox News contributor.
Wait a second.
I guess now that she's been. Announcing, dipping her little toe into the clown car.
Right.
I wonder if they're going to boot her from Fox News the way Huckabee got the heave-ho.
I don't know.
Host of reality shows Amazing America and Sarah Palin's Alaska. So she was on Hannity.
Are people referring to her as a reality show host rather than a governor? I mean, she was the governor of
a
state.
This is a liberal
rag
that I'm reading from.
Because I like her being billed like that. I think that's more accurate.
Well, she didn't even finish the governor.
Right. And it's honestly, it's Alaska. Didn't they do a show on like what it means to actually govern that state? It's not a full-time gig. There's no one there. So, panda bears don't fucking vote. Panda bears. Polar bears don't vote. There are
those. I heard some of those panda bears sneak over from China and try to vote.
Well, I mean, God, if you subscribe to Palin's geography, they fucking could.
And that's why they want the voter ID law.
Let me ask you something. Who wins in a fight? Panda bear versus polar bear?
Polar bear.
That would be kind of sad, right?
Panda bears are the fat trailer trash of the bear.
Are they really?
Are the bear? They sit around and they don't do anything. They look for eucalyptus and or whatever the
bamboo.
Fuck they eat. Bamboo.
That's a koala bear.
Koala bear.
Koala bear.
That's such little prissy little assholes.
What's the weakest bear? It's got to be the panda or the koala bear. The koala bear is...
I don't know. You could... check out West Hollywood on Friday night. Yeah. You might be able to find
which bear. Listen, I think a fight between a koala and a panda, I'm going with the panda, just on size. A koala bear is so tiny.
Oh, but those koalas are they're wily.
You think they move faster?
I think they move faster.
A pack of koala bears would take out one panda bear.
Oh, easily.
But a polar bear.
Fuck them all, man.
Even if there were, how many panda bears would it take to take down
I don't think. I mean, unless it's
a personality
panda,
right?
Which is an aberration. He trained for a while.
Yeah. Well, the Kung Fu Panda. You're referring to Pablo Sandoval of the Red Sox. Now that's a person.
I'm referring to the cartoon.
Oh, really? The Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
All right. Sorry.
Speaking of cartoons, Sarah Palin.
Yes. Back on topic.
Was pissed off about what Bill O'Reilly had said. And here she is.
Yay.
On the...
I wonder what... Did she say this to her husband, Todd? I wonder what she said to Todd behind closed doors about this.
Well, that's the reality show.
Snafu.
When the cameras are not going, I want to hear, like, when... What happened backstage at that Iowa Ninnies convention when her... teleprompter went bye-bye.
Would you vote for a no reality star can be president clause in the Constitution? Would you vote for that amendment?
No, I think that's discriminatory.
I do too. Why is that bad?
Well,
why?
That would rule out Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Yeah, I know. Why? Yes, it's discriminatory.
That genius.
Yeah, it is. That's the point. I want to discriminate about people to people on fucking reality shows from holding office.
Didn't Blagojevich? No, Blagojevich's wife. Did a reality show.
Blagojevich did a reality show. He did a fucking reality show. He did Donald Trump, I'm a fucking millionaire.
Apprentice. The Apprentice.
That would rule out Donald Trump. No reality show
host.
He
was the host, though. Doesn't matter.
No, I don't want reality show people running the government, if we can help it.
Okay, so here's Sarah Palin, the Wasilla-Billy, a little irritated at Bill O'Reilly for not taking her seriously as a candidate for president of
the
United States.
Nobody likes this chick.
Candidate on the left and with the media, knowing what the media is going to do, it's going to take more than a village to beat Hillary. There needs to be unity, understanding that we have that, conservatives have that strike against us, you know, right off the bat, that being the media. Even there on Fox, you know, kind of a...
Okay, wait. Do you understand a word she just said?
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
She's on Hannity trying to explain herself and that she would make a viable candidate. She's tried to do damage control for that ridiculous moronitude that she spewed out over the weekend.
She sounds more coherent here than she did in that speech.
Slightly.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I mean, I really think... I mean, can't she just say, listen, I really fucked that up. That speech...
No. The media, the lamestream media attacked her.
But to herself, can't she realize that she's just kind of done and she said a lot of stupid shit on...
No.
She couldn't think of a newspaper that she read. That's that to me.
Listen to her squealing on Hannity here with a fucking... she's obviously live from Wasilla-Billy Central. With,
you know she downloaded It's Friday, Friday, Friday.
There's a beautiful fireplace... in the background, there's also a giant American flag and a wonderful eagle sculpture.
I got Trig standing on my dog.
Couldn't be more American if the Statue of Liberty were shitting on something in the background.
Do you vote for anybody that lets their kids stand on the back of a dog?
No.
Fucking of course not. That's, hey, listen.
There was nothing that could have made me vote for her before that, though. But that didn't help her cause.
There needs to be unity, understanding that we have that, conservatives have that strike against us, you know, right off the bat, that being the media. Even there on Fox, you know, kind of a quasi or assumed conservative outlet. And we have all day listening to the tease of Bill O'Reilly's. He's talking about the guests on his show tonight or the commentary on his show. And that would be, oh, all these GOP contenders thinking about running for president, like Donald Trump, Sarah Palin, and he names them off. He says, oh, what a reality show that would be. Yuck, yuck. Well, the left doesn't do that. Okay. They take the serious.
But because the left doesn't have an exploding clown car of lunatics like
right.
you.
I mean, as soon as Alec Baldwin throws his hat into the ring, into the liberal clown car to run for president, then you're right.
Right.
We don't have a reality
Prince.
Show. Prince. Imagine Big Brother with Elizabeth Warren. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
The only interesting person I think that would be great for a reality show would be Joe Biden.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Would you watch the Biden reality show?
Yeah, maybe.
If it was, you know.
Right, if it was real, yeah.
Real. If it was like on MTV,
Elizabeth
Biden at
Warren.
Home.
Oh, here she is sitting at home reading an economics book.
She reads! Right. It's what you'd be filming a bunch of people sitting around reading.
Which is a lot closer to what real Americans do.
Yes!
Than, not the reading part, but sitting
right.
on their fat asses.
Yeah!
Than flying in helicopters shooting wolves.
Right, yeah. Palin would make for a good reality show because she's crazy. Huckabee would make for a great reality show because he's fascinating in that Jesus of his. I mean, to a
got
wacky
some,
point.
Got some Huckabee news, too.
Oh, do you really? I mean, they all would be great for a reality show because they're fucking crazy.
Here she continues. Oh, she's all worked up. Oh, I got to listen to your tease all day with Bill O'Reilly. Oh, not taking me seriously.
I mean, imagine John Kerry sitting in Big Brother in a reality show. Like, oh, wow, what's he done today? Oh, he sipped his coffee and he just finished The Economist.
Right.
I can't wait for what
he may have. He may wipe some sweat from his brow after the croquet match that he has on the lawn later.
Right? Who would you put in that? There is no liberal clown car. There is no Democratic clown car.
She says you don't see that because we don't take it. The it's about time some of the people on your side don't take you seriously.
Right.
Maybe other people will take your whole fucking party more seriously.
There were people that wanted you in the White House, and I think it's so great that we all had a chance for 37 minutes to watch. That's who she is, and that's fine. It's just she shouldn't be president. That's all.
Oh, what a reality show that would be. Yuck, yuck. Well, the left doesn't do that, okay? They take this serious because this is war.
Seriously. I mean, you know,
it's
if I want to be cunty. Yeah, this is war.
Say what you just said was war to somebody who lost his legs in fucking Afghanistan, you ninny.
Yeah, some kid with half of his arm hanging off in Syria.
Yeah, some kid lost his dad in some fucking war, and you're it's war when Bill O'Reilly says you belong on our fucking reality show? You are on a reality show!
She means it's war, Democrats versus Republicans, because the progressives are trying to throw kerosene on Jesus and burn him in front of everybody.
And finally, for once, Bill O'Reilly said something that made sense. Yes, they all would be good on reality shows. They're on reality shows. Trump and Palin
and
been on fucking reality shows.
And there's no fucking way that they have a chance, even in teabagger hell, of winning any kind of a nomination for anything.
God.
That okay, they take this serious because this is war, and hopefully the media, even the quasi right side of the media, won't be looking at this as some kind of reality show.
Quasi right, Fox. So she is prying open her anus and spraying conservative diarrhea all over the bed where she lies.
How does she pry it open? Is it with a crowbar? Does she have a church key that she plugs in somewhere and just cranks?
I don't know. She pays a couple of brown people to grab each cheek.
I got some Mexicans to open my asshole up. Good God.
A joke, because maybe they have theirs, so they're taken care of, they're fine. No, the people of America deserve the best, and competition through a GOP primary, whether a Bill O'Reilly or somebody else assumes it's a reality show or not, they deserve that competition to surface the competitor who can take on Hillary or whomever it may be and win for this country.
Jesus Christ.
There you go.
She's crazy.
Sarah Palin, who a terrifyingly large number of people in America thought should be one aneurysm away
from oh my God. Button. What if she called us up tomorrow and said, I want a show on the Crab Diving Network?
Oh, no, absolutely.
But we'd have to change all our programming to conservative. We'd have to.
Well, okay.
Oh, my God.
It's far more lucrative.
Oh, right.
These idiots are bathing in money. Try to find advertisers. Oh, by the way, you could advertise on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Hit us up.
But
info at crabdiving.com.
What do liberals sell? We don't. I don't know, granola bars and
science,
free range coffee and shit like
books.
That. I mean, but yeah. We don't have, you know, they've got something. They're afraid, man. They're selling bunkers and freeze dried cupcakes.
They're all listen. They're selling all that weird fringy shit. Yeah, that's true. But they also sell all the shit you can buy with Camel Cash. You know what I mean? Like, if you look like what Rush Limbaugh's selling, like a director's chair. Doormat, bumper stickers. It's the same bullshit you can get with Joe Camel Cash. It's all the same crap. Just a fucking Rush Limbaugh label on it. Or a Palin label. What's her fucking channel called? Is it the Sarah Palin channel?
SarahPalinTV.com,
oh,
I believe.
God.
Is, for $9.95 a month.
Shame on her. Shame on her. What the fuck? Does she get on every day like we do and talk?
Are you assuming that she has like scruples or any kind of shame? Like you said, shame?
No. It's Friday. You know who puts out better content than Palin? Rebecca Black.
She does. Sarah
Good
Palin.
Heavens.
Hopefully. Did you see, we put it on, go to our Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Cha-ching.
God, I wonder if, I wonder if there's a clip of this that could be played. If you go to our Facebook, there's all kinds of combos going on.
Yes.
Stories that we get to, stories that we don't get to.
Oh, right.
And memes and pictures and all kinds of shizen like that.
I just posted a video of Joel Grey in Cabaret.
R.I.P. Joel. Not R.I.P.
I know.
Grey.
Hey, listen.
R.I.P. Joel Grey's heterosexuality.
Right. I mean, listen. Or
alleged heterosexuality.
You told me Joel Grey's trending on Twitter, and I was like, oh, he died.
Yeah. I said, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Joel Grey's trending on Twitter because he's in his 80s.
I assumed he was dead.
Dead, dead, dead. And then I thought, my second thought was, God damn, good for Joel Grey. I didn't think he was that famous.
Yeah.
Still, that he would trend on Twitter for having died.
And there's a lot of layers to this. And you maybe didn't expect that Joel Grey would need to come out of the closet.
I
assumed he was just gay.
Well, he had that daughter, though.
Right. Well, you know, whatever.
Don't put baby in the corner. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Michael Jackson had a daughter.
She was in Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the chick with the nose. Jennifer
Grey.
Yeah.
That's his daughter.
Oh, yeah. I never.
So apparently he's been near Vagine at some point.
God, Joel Grey is Jennifer Grey's daughter.
Dad.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, vice versa. But damn, that's that blows my mind a little bit.
But, I mean, you know, I hate the stereotype, but we've seen, you don't remember, I saw him out on the West Side in the neighborhood in Venice a few times. I don't know if he lived there, if he just liked to frequent that area.
Yes. I bet he lived there.
But I think he did live there. And I said hi to him. He just always seemed like a very nice man. I never really spoke to him or anything. But,
yeah.
You know, that vibe wouldn't surprise you. I mean, that wouldn't surprise you.
Guys in the theater.
Who cares, for one?
Do you think, you know, this is the shittiest thing I've ever said, but you think he could have passed on a little bit more, I don't know, talent? down to
Jennifer.
Yeah,
she was brilliant in Dirty Dancing. How dare you?
But Joel Grey was like, I mean, I'm saying was he didn't. I keep thinking he died.
He's been in some.
Why else would he be trending on Twitter?
He played.
He was amazing.
What was that horrible action movie where he played an old Asian man and they made him up.
Shut the fuck up.
He was like Mr. Miyagi to some.
No.
To some. God damn it. Now I got to look up IMDb. I know that it's on there somewhere.
Oh, we have a call coming in right now.
Oh, we do have a call coming in.
I am. Picking up?
I think we might be on. Let's see. Caller, can you hear us?
Oh, shit. It's on. I plugged that thing in down there.
Are you on mute by any chance?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh, hold on, caller. We always have these technical difficulties.
I'm not on mute. Do we have to press one of those buttons or something?
Nope, it just should be working here.
Okay. Hello?
I'm not quite sure.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. We'll be with you in a second, caller.
It's Friday. I think this is The Voice, by the way. She has big news that we need to talk to her about. Hello? Hello?
This is correct.
Oh, really? And that?
This should be...
That's plugged into the headphone jack.
This should be plugged into the headphone jack.
And that's coming out. Back into
your
the...
volume's up.
Right.
You're not on mute.
No, I'm not.
Not sure what's happening right now, voice. We don't know why we're not hearing you. Hold on 1 second. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what? People listening to this, I apologize greatly for...
Yeah. What do you want to do? Talk about Joel Grey some more?
This motherfucker.
I'm sure it's me doing something wrong.
Hold on a second.
Hello?
Let me get some music. Are coming at you here after back after some technical difficulties. We've got the voice on the line who
hello
for some reason we can't talk to. We can't hear. I think she can hear us, but we cannot hear her.
I just sent her a text,
so she might as well hang up. We're gonna we're gonna take a break in a little while, and we're gonna try to fix whatever problems are going. Everything is set right, we just don't know what's going on here. So, yeah, we were talking about Joel Grey, R.I.P. to Joel Grey.
He's to his heterosexuality.
Doesn't it? It just feels like Joel Grey died.
Yeah, it feels like he should. We should be talking about him dead.
I apologize. Maybe we'll edit the last 10 minutes out of the damn podcast, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
I apologize, too. I feel like if I have anything to touch, technically, it just gets fucked up like nobody's business.
So here, this clip is too long, but I'm not going to play the clip. But we have Alex Jones.
Oh, shit.
Has a dream ticket that he has proclaimed for the 2016 election that he knows would be the winning ticket. Well, he's got two possibilities.
Ooh, is Ted Cruz on one? No, come on.
Cruz is on one.
That guy's speaking at Iowa. He looked nuts without a tie. He had his shirt unbuttoned. Ted Cruz
could not with a goat.
Ted Cruz, is part of the first dream ticket, and actually the dream tickets from Alex Jones have two of the same VP.
Oh, okay.
Sarah Palin as VP on both fucking tickets.
And Ted Cruz is president?
Ted Cruz is president with Sarah Palin as vice president.
How would we keep the lights on in this in America? God. How would we feed the hungry? I mean, oh my God. I can't even imagine what the fucking country would.
Oh, terrifying.
I don't know.
And his B team, yes. Or I don't know if this is equal, A team, is Rand Paul with Sarah Palin.
Oh, shit.
Equally as lunatic-y. Sort of. Rand Paul has other lunatic stuff. Right now, Rand Paul is getting hate from all the guys that love his dad because he's not as crazy as his dad.
Yeah.
You know, Ron Paul, recently was talking about secession or something. I didn't read the whole article, but
I did see. That fucking guy's an asshole. And all you libertarians out there that are big Ron Paul fans, fuck off. Listen, I saw how he behaved in that Borat movie, or, you know, Sacha Baron Cohen played the gay guy, the big gay character he did. It's hilarious.
Bruno.
Hilarious movie. And Ron Paul's behavior in that film, I mean, it really demonstrated just a huge gross level of homophobia. And that is not somebody I'm voting for. Fuck him. And he has no sense of humor. He's humorless.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, he's an old dude.
So what, man? Fuck that. He's an old dude. We're supposed to have enlightened leaders. I mean, that's fine.
That's true.
That's fine. You can say that about your uncle or somebody, but not the goddamn president of the union.
But Alex Jones did say that he thinks that Rand Paul is just playing politics. that he's really, you know, he's still one of us. But he's just playing politics to try to be perceived as more moderate,
right,
for the primary.
Yes,
so that when the general election comes around, then he'll show his true colors.
He's saving it up,
I guess.
Wow.
You know, Alex Jones, I mean, everything's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Even the guys on his side has to be a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, do you think Sarah Palin, is that calculated? I mean, it doesn't seem like that would be the case, that she's that calculated. Ted Cruz, on the other hand, I don't know. He seems a little, you know, sneaky.
Yeah, I think underhanded. I don't think he's dumb. I think she's dumb.
Yeah. But I think she just has lucked into this political life of hers, right? I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. Really, how did she end up? I guess we'd have to find out the story in Wasilla. Like, how did she fucking end up as the mayor of Wasilla?
Well, you know how they elect.
And how's the bar there? I mean,
how they elect governor there is a beauty contest.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That
she wins.
That guy before.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's not even that big of a job running Alaska, you know.
I mean, Wasilla has it's bigger than I thought it was.
Yeah. I mean, you got a couple of big cities there, but Jesus Christ. I mean, think about running something like New York or California.
Priscilla has 7,800 people. There's more than that on our block right now.
Oh, well, fuck yeah. Yeah. I mean, Sarah Palin's brain would melt on our block.
Established at the intersection of the Alaska Railroad and Old Carl Wagon Road.
Oh, yeah, Old Carl Wagon, sure.
The city prospered at the expense of the nearby mining town of Kinnick.
That is a... Dude, they named a road after somebody's wagon. Not even a new wagon. An old wagon.
Old Carl Wagon Road.
Old Carl's Wagon. Right. Let's name it after that.
Well, but maybe it's the road is old.
Right. Or maybe Carl.
Like in Wisconsin, we had places where it was like Old Cedar Road and Cedar Road.
We had Hot Carl Road.
Apparently, they ran out of...
Oh, yeah.
Names for roads, so there had to be a new one and an old one.
I get that. Well, I mean, you think about
it. In the middle of nowhere?
Yeah. Well, you've already printed up the sign. You just put the word new or old in front of it. I'd do the same fucking thing. It's bad if you're depending on an ambulance to save your ass, though, right?
Save some typesetting fees.
Is it hard to order a pizza in Wisconsin for those very reasons?
Depending on where you're at.
I mean, how do you fucking do that? It's an old Carl Road.
Well, I mean, if you live up there, you know, especially
that's true.
People delivering pizzas know all the back.
Do you think the pizza industry will be changed by drone technology?
Drones are going to be delivering pizzas?
Fuck yeah.
I don't know. That would be awesome. There was I remember down, it was really not far. It was only two blocks from my house growing up as a kid. There was it was called Snackville Junction. It was a diner, and your food was delivered on a big, giant O-scale train.
Oh, okay.
That the train, it was like a big, giant horseshoe, and the train would go back into the kitchen.
Right.
And then it would come out, and they would ring a bell or something. The train would come out. And you just pick up your...
I love that!
It was delivered. It was fun.
Brilliant.
Snackville Junction.
Yummy.
R.I.P.
Damn it. R.I.P. Snackville Junction and Joel Gray's heterosexuality.
You make it fun.
Yeah.
Make food delivery fun.
Yes.
Have the drones. The president was talking about, you know, they found a drone in the White House lawn.
The Canyon?
One of those little tiny quadcopters or whatever.
Right.
But nonetheless, people still freaking out about it, saying that they've got to start putting some kind of restrictions on all these drones everywhere.
Wasn't the guy drunk who was flying it? That's what
allegedly.
I heard. Yeah, he was wasted.
Allegedly.
No. He was drunk. He fucked up. Have you ever tried to fly a remote control airplane or something like that?
No.
It's hard. Mm-mm. One year for Christmas years ago, I got my dad this ridiculous remote control car that it took off. Like
flew?
Yeah, it was a flying car, and you got the speed going. You got it up to a certain speed, and it would lift up off the road. That thing, I mean, it, as soon as it got in the air, it would just nosedive straight into like a house or a roof. I mean, it was difficult to control. I can't imagine these quadricopters are that easy.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know how, I've never flown one, so I don't know how they, how the ease of flying.
You can buy one at Best Buy, man. They got them for like $60.
One of the... back in the 1840s, when my dad would abuse us and wake us up at 4 in the morning on a weekend and make us go out to the middle of the woods and fish.
That's fine, though. You're with nature.
One of the ways that one of the carrots he would dangle when I would bitch about it would be that we would always stop on the way back, and there was a field near the edge of the one of the forest preserves near Chicago. And at this place, I don't know if it was designated or whatever, but somehow it just turned into the place where all these guys who flew these airplanes, and I don't mean these little 2-foot airplanes, I mean like 6-foot wingspan, big giant,
I've seen that
model airplanes and helicopters, and they would just fly these things around giant edge of the forest. It was all cleared out. It was really cool. So we'd go and sit and watch.
They must know what they're doing.
So that was my... That was my reward for floating in a boat and swatting mosquitoes for
that's pretty
in the
cool,
wee hours.
Though. That's pretty cool.
Now I would be into it. But, you know, when you're a kid,
Yeah. Mosquitoes.
Convincing
too.
A kid that's sitting in a boat doing nothing for 5 hours.
That's weird. It's like they're gonna reward you for getting the West Nile virus with watching some remote control planes.
Right, getting stung in the sky. Fucking catfish.
Horrendous.
But now as an adult, I obviously would appreciate the fuck out of it.
Oh yeah.
Not so much back then.
No.
Not so much as a kid.
It's Friday.
I guess we could have a little, before we take a break here.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we could sneak in
this
one of these.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck of The Blaze.
Oh, yes.
On his radio program.
Hello.
Was talking about increasing the minimum wage.
Oh, wow. Is he for it?
I'm sorry, but I'm distracted momentarily I'm preparing the video to play here by the fact that Glenn Beck is wearing an ascot.
Oh, God.
He is wearing a paisley fucking ascot.
Is he?
With a matching paisley kind of button-down shirt and then another button-down overshirt. What is happening?
How many layers does he have on? I mean, you couldn't stab him. You would be...
Maybe it's chilly.
It's too many sweaters.
In the Blaze Studios down there in Texas.
Maybe his nipples are just so... get so torrid and erect. It takes that many layers to keep them out of view. God, what the fuck is he wearing?
I've never seen the ascot. I wonder if he's like sick or something.
He looks like Thurston Howell.
He looks...
Jim Backus.
Glenn Beck. God. Talking about the... raising the minimum wage.
He shops at the same store Prince does.
And do you think he is for or again?
I'm going to say he's against, because it's bad for the small business owners.
Let's be really dark here for a second, because you can't get much darker than that. The Fabian socialist and the early American 20th century progressive, which Hillary Clinton says she is, I proudly say I am a early 20th century American progressive. Mm-hmm. That's Margaret Sanger. That's all these people who are for the elimination of race.
Not true.
The elimination
Not
of
true.
Race.
I don't know how he figures that one out.
Yes.
So let's just say that you're a proud progressive, and you know the history of progressives. But you don't want to eliminate people. You don't want to kill people.
What? We know the history of progressives. Civil rights, women's suffrage, slaves getting released.
Yes.
Now, you can't say that it was the Republicans. We're talking about conservatives versus liberals. It weren't the conservatives that freed the slaves, you dick. It wasn't the conservatives that gave women the right to vote, you cunt.
Yes.
It wasn't conservatives that gave black people the right to vote.
Your party of today that didn't want to vote for equal pay for women.
Right.
It's not the party that's been on the right side of any issue in fucking history.
You know about the progressives. They're not going to kill anybody.
Yeah. You know, the progressives are on the right side of history on most fucking issues.
Progressives want to kill people.
What?
Well, you don't want to eliminate people. You don't want to kill people. Okay. And nobody wants to believe that anybody wants to eliminate and kill people. Okay. But you also know that all revolutions need the youth. You need a unrest in the minority population.
Also, on the outermost shirt that he's wearing, it's a dark blue, it's a navy outer shirt button down.
God,
maybe it's a jacket or something, but it has epaulets. It's really weird.
He's like one of those Russian dolls.
But the collar's up. He's jauntily flipped the collar up.
Oh, has he? He looks like Frasier.
To compliment the ascot that he's wearing.
Are we watching the Blaze, the Love Boat series or something? Is he broadcasting from a fucking yacht?
Really?
It looks like it.
Seriously.
He looks like a movie star from the 20s on a sabbatical.
His hair has even got a little windblown look.
Yes.
The minority populace and in the youth. So if you get everybody to go to college, you promise them all kinds of stuff, go to college, and then they are mired in debt that they cannot get out from under.
Which the Democrats would like to get rid of. The Democrats, Elizabeth Warren is the one out there saying, why are the banks paying 0.0002% interest on billions of dollars of loans, and we're charging students 10%?
Dude, that should make people want to run out in the streets, burn tires, and get fucking nuts.
We think it should be free, you asshole.
Yeah! Didn't you just hear Obama say we think community college should be fucking free?
Then they can't even get, in their youth and teenagers, they can't even get a part-time job because they've been priced out of a part-time job.
Right. Yes. You're making our argument for us.
Yes.
Because they've been priced out of a part-time job. And all of the unskilled labor force, the immigrants and everything else, they come in, they can't get part-time work because they've been priced out of it too, because they don't have it's not skilled labor.
Not only immigrants are doing unskilled labor, by the way, and there are going to be times we will always need unskilled labor at some level of our society. That's just the way it works.
And by the way, I guarantee you there's somebody folding a sweater at the Gap right now with a master's.
And we think that unskilled labor, if you're putting in 8 hours, you know, you should be able to pay your rent and eat your food.
Fuck yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
For unskilled labor.
Yeah. Why don't you tighten that ass?
Then you have a...
I can't get over this look on Glenn. I'm watching the video here, and it's driving me crazy.
Does he have a jewel?
It's not skilled labor.
Sorry?
Does he have a little jewel or a bobble in the middle of the ascot, no. Pinning it down?
No, it's a little, he's just tied. It's a tied knot to the side.
Oh, okay.
Slightly off to the right.
Oh, that, you know.
He's twisted the knot off to the right.
That's the way Pinky Tuscadero used to wear her scarf in Happy Days. You remember that character?
Then you have a whole population that is ripe for unrest. You have a whole population ready for revolution.
That your side is exacerbating by keeping them poor with the horrific student loan debts, by keeping education as expensive as cuntingly possible.
Right, right. I mean, the minimum wage is so out of whack that, like...
Whack.
Yes. If you're applying, if you have unemployment... There are a lot of jobs where it's not worth taking. You might as well just collect your unemployment benefits. I mean, really, honestly, that's how negligible the minimum wage is. Yes. It's tiny.
Here's more.
Now, anybody, I would find that hard to believe that you would have somebody like Hillary Clinton want to do that, but she's a lover of Saul Alinsky, and that's Saul Alinsky. 100%. But you look at somebody like Barack Obama, who sat there and listened to the ramblings of literally a madman, Jeremiah Wright. There's a possibility he knows exactly what he's doing.
As we sit here listening to the ramblings of a madman.
How close was Jeremiah Wright and Barack Hussein Obama?
I don't
remember. Of Kenya!
It was his pastor.
Oh, yes. What did they used to cuddle at night together, and Jeremiah Wright would read him stories and teach him lessons.
Oh, they'd fillet each other 69.
Were they mentors? Is Barack Obama Luke Skywalker? Is Jeremiah Wright Yoda?
Absolutely. According to the right.
Yeah.
And Saul Alinsky, they love that name.
Who is that?
He was an activist. He's an extreme lefty, and he kind of coined the tactics of subversion, of political subversion and community organization. He's like
the
founder of modern community organizing.
Terrorism!
So, of course, he's evil.
Right. How horrible.
Grassroots organization, he kind of championed ways of having radicals get together and
kill babies.
And
business.
He wrote, you know, a bunch of books and shit like that. And that's
right.
Where a lot of the people on the left have said, well, you know, that's what we need to do. We need to organize,
right,
and act of, and, you know, get people to be activists.
That seems like a rational idea.
They don't want the brown people or the poor people organizing, because you've seen what happens by definition. The more people that come out, the less likely they are to vote Republican.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Like, their strategy should be to keep all the brown people at home voting day.
And they're doing their damnedest.
Bad man, Jeremiah Wright. There's a possibility he knows exactly what he's doing. But they're only trying to raise this minimum wage, not because that they believe that it's going to help people, but because it will lead to unrest.
They're raising the minimum wage because it will lead to unrest. How? That's the end of the clip. How does he get there?
Well, let me explain. I think he misspoke. What he meant to say, they're raising the minimum wage so people will have more shit in their refrigerator to eat. Maybe he meant that.
Oh, I see.
Probably not.
That was from rightwingwatch.org.
Fuck yeah, it was.
And over on the sidebar, it says related items. It's all Glenn Beck clips.
Oh, Jesus.
Four different outfits.
God amazing. Damn.
Four amazingly different outfits in each different clip. One is the purple with the black denim vest.
Oh, yes.
No glasses, no hat.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Then,
Unleashed.
Coach Glenn.
All right.
The baseball cap and the glasses and the sports jersey.
Yes. Is he wearing little shorts?
Yeah, you can't see what's on. He's sitting behind the desk.
Oh, yeah.
Then he's wearing the Blackhawks jersey in the next one.
All right.
And then that weird drug ruggy looking Native American sweater that
he was wearing. I don't know what the fuck that is. That looks like look at him, you'd be like, oh, what paper are you working on at Berkeley?
He's the Diana Ross of right wing nut job. He really is.
Oh shit.
It's an amazing wardrobe that he's got going there. And he claims that he dresses himself.
Bullshit. I mean, dude.
He says much to their dismay, I like to dress myself.
Oh, yes. Well, I have no doubt he's putting his pants on by himself. Surely he's not that loony, but, you know, there is someone that graduated from Columbia with a degree in costume design or some bullshit who is sitting backstage at the Blaze with a steamer and a sweater chart, making
right.
sure that his outfit isn't the same as yesterday's broadcast.
That I'm sure. Well, don't you think they probably burn each one, or they probably auction it off on the Blaze or something?
Oh, sure. Like, they put it behind glass.
Buy the magic underwear Glenn wore on yesterday's show.
Oh, now that's interesting. I think the magic underwear is exclusively doled out from the Mormon church. I don't think you can just go to fucking Sears and buy a pack of magic underwear.
Does it have to be blessed?
Yeah.
Is it really? Do they cast a spell over it?
It sits in a sacristeamer. I don't know. Y'all, listen, there's a guy who invented Mormonism, put some rocks in his hat, and listen to it. I'm not going to rule out any possibility. I don't know what they do to that magic underwear. I mean, we probably can't imagine what goes on.
Ew. Yeah.
I mean,
no, I can.
Do the little kids in Bangladesh that stitch it, do they have to be blessed? Who knows?
At what point does the underwear become magic?
Is it made in the temple or whatever, in Brigham Young University somewhere? Give us a call. 3-2 Well, don't give us a call. Fuck it. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. We're going to try to fix that over the break.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to hear from a referee of the Puppy Bowl later.
Which we're late for. We should probably take a break now.
Okay.
And then come back. We'll play a little bit of Musica Pour Vous.
Yes.
And then we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. I would say give us a call, but I don't know if it's going to be working. But tweet us if you like, at Crab Diving.
I am watching the Twitter.
And we'll be back in a little bit.
It's Friday.
Let's play Megan Neal again with a little bit of Lighthouse.
That's right.
Different as a lighthouse and a boat, you're so steadfast on your island, while I inherently float. tired on the sea. So keep shining for me, hey, 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 hey. So I get to where I'm going on the currents of my wishes, and I just can't help but try it. Fishes, but you are who I pine for when I'm tired of the sea, and I am who you shine for. So keep shining for me.
When a spider cries, why'd you leave me for Danny? I don't understand.
Are back, ladies and gentlemen. That's a little bit of Spider Tears.
Great song. That's a
black.
No,
oh, wait. When a spider cries.
God, I can't believe I can't think the Chroma Keys.
Chroma Keys.
God damn it! I see those guys all the time too.
And before that, little awesome. Megan Neal Lighthouse.
Right.
We didn't fix the Skype, so big fuck you to Skype.
Yes.
Can't call us today, ladies and gentlemen. We're sorry. We apologize to you. But tonight, we are very excited to announce the brand new spankin' Daily Upper Decker podcast. It's a big, huge preview.
It's for a Super Bowl show.
Yeah, they're going to talk about betting. They have their Bangladeshi, Indian, I don't know, Pakistani.
Rakesh, the intern.
Intern Rakesh, I don't know, they pronounce it different ways, different times, is in, and will be, apparently he's a betting fiend, and he'll be giving his over-under and all that stuff, and to see what we're going to, what the predictions are going to be for the Super Bowl. Listen to the Daily Upper Decker tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast for you all, and then it'll rerun 8 p.m. every night. And then maybe we'll figure out when the Super Bowl actually starts on Sunday. And right before that, we'll probably...
Isn't it at 5? Is it 5 when everybody starts parading through the red carpet and Joan Rivers makes fun of everybody's
the late, great Joan Rivers.
I'm getting my events mixed up.
But we'll probably switch the schedule around on Sunday a little bit, and we'll rerun the Daily Upper Decker, this special Super Bowl preview.
Yes.
Podcast sometime on Sunday. Maybe we'll just make it a Deckerthon and run it 5 or 6 times in a row on Sunday.
You know, we could, like right before the Super Bowl, we could run the Super Bowl preview show, but we could do a Deckathon and rerun some of their classic.
We could do a whole bunch of
episodes.
Shit.
Might be fun.
If you don't give a shit about the football.
Right.
And switch to something else. Or alternately, we could put on the Hollywood Hick. And if you
that's true.
If you really hate football, listen to Hollywood. Yeah. The Hollywood Hick, 7 p.m. on the 7s. Very funny, Mr. Brent Paris. Don't forget, in the mornings, 8 to 10 in the morning, Morning Wood. First half hour is a rerun, then first hour. Second hour is live for your ear holes. You can call up Rick and talk to him. Poke the bear in the morning.
Yes.
And then don't forget, we also have 11 p.m. at night. We have the Pieces of Silver podcast, a new one coming soon. And 4 o'clock every day, brand new ones on Saturday. We have the Cantilinguists.
Puff, Pius.
Our 420-tastic show.
With Teddy Tutson on this week, I believe. That's the episode that's running.
Teddy Tutson, very funny comedian. And you can download all of the above at crabdiving.com. It's the easiest way to do it. You can also go to Stitcher and iTunes. If you do go to Stitcher and or iTunes, you know what would be really cool? Give us a really high rating, whether you like us or not.
Right.
Because it's just a nice thing to do. Give us 5 fucking stars. Spread the crabs. Love the crabs. Share those crabs, mofo.
That's right.
Just tweet us during the show, since that's the only communication we have right now.
Maybe Skype is affected from the recent earthquake in California. It was a 5.8.
I think there were maybe there's some homosexual activity going on somewhere here in the neighborhood.
The gays are causing the tectonic plates to shift. And
God has gone after Skype.
Also, we are killing babies. Those two things together will take out Skype. Abortion plus sodomy.
There's a couple of things that will get the Lord a smiting.
Yes.
Now, one thing that Brent, the right. Hollywood hick,
at Brent Paris,
I think, talked about, maybe not on this last episode, but maybe two episodes ago, I think he may have talked about it.
Oh, really?
Was this, you know how there's been a couple of cases of these Christo ninnies.
Yes.
Who refuse to bake a fucking wedding cake.
That's the best. Or, so stupid.
Or they refuse to give two bridal gowns to a couple of women who just want to scissor together for the rest of their lives.
Okay. Now, the cake, that's something you can sort of be like, okay, that's not inventory you're actually moving. You have to create a cake and then sell it. Now, I maybe.
Well, it's a service.
Yeah, right?
Right.
And so they're not necessarily taking a hit because they're not, you know, making a wedding cake. I mean, they're losing out on a sale. That's stupid. But fuck, man, imagine.
Oh, I see. They've pre-bought inventory, you're saying.
They're not moving a right. wedding dress.
Right.
That's insane. Or are the car dealers going to sell cars to gay people? Or are they going to refuse them service? Fuck no.
I would think they wouldn't. I'm not going to facilitate a homosexual moving around.
Well, what if you're a bigoted real estate dude? Are you going to give
That's the bullshit with a lot of these laws that they're worried about, these religious expression laws, which really means we don't have to serve homos law.
I mean, if you don't want to treat people like people in your society, okay, then what? What are you going to do with them? Kill them?
Try to put up a we don't serve Christian sign.
Oh, yeah.
See how that flies.
I would love to.
There's a lawsuit now that's flying around. Well, one of these Christo ninny dickwad fuck faces.
Nobody likes you.
Is now they're trying to pull some shenanigans by suing. They went to a cake,
right?
Azucar Bakery. owner Marjorie Silva is the owner in Denver.
Hello, Marjorie.
She was asked by a customer to make a cake,
right?
That said, God hates gays, God hates fags, things like that. She said he pulled out a piece of paper with phrases like that on it, asked her to write them on the cakes. He would not let the employees make a copy of the paper and would not read the words out loud. So he's standing there holding a piece of paper up in front right. of her saying, put this on my cake.
What does he say? It sounds like God hates hags. You know what I mean?
She also said that he wanted an image of two men holding hands with an X over it. You know, like, don't.
Right.
No gay.
What a bunch of assholes.
No homos. It was a Bible-shaped cake. She said she would make the Bible-shaped cake. But she said she would not write the messages requested. So he said he's being discriminated against because of his religion.
That's not, but.
Well, right.
That's not the same thing, you dickhead. That's hate speech. Now, I don't have to write hate speech on a cake.
Exactly. And the legal thing here is that she is applying a standard that she applies to everyone else.
Right.
Which is, she said, I wouldn't write an anti-Christian message either. If somebody came in and said, fuck your Jesus, I ain't writing that on an altar boy shaped cake.
Fuck your Jesus.
So they there has to be proof that there is a different standard applied. Now, right. A homosexual coming in to have a cake done
yes.
and saying, no, we can't.
Right.
We are only, but I'm only doing it because you're a homosexual. That is applying a different standard.
Yeah, you can't say that to Joel Grey when he wants a pastry.
Exactly. Joel Grey, rest in peace.
His heterosexuality.
I keep forgetting.
God damn it, he's not dead.
I apologize.
It's just Joel Grey. That age.
He's a lovely gentleman I met.
Right, right.
Once. Nice man.
Don't trend on Twitter if you're that age.
Right. Once you're over a certain age.
It's scary to people who are fans of your fucking work. You know what I mean?
Abe Vigoda's still alive.
I mean, if he was dead. Oh, I know.
Abe Vigoda, still alive. What year was Barney Miller? 70s, right?
Who else from Barney Miller is still alive?
Well, nonetheless, he looked 100 years old in 1970-something.
I know.
What an amazing career.
Right.
They're saying that it's the same. These anti-gay people are saying that it's the same as a Christian baker refusing a cake for some homosexuals.
It's not the same.
It's
because
really
you're being a fucking asshole, right?
It's really not the same. So now they're going to try to sue. That's the latest one that they're coming up with. They're coming up with all these weird, you know, in Oklahoma, they're saying, well, fine, then we're just not going to have marriage at all. One of them. There's that CHAG. She's trying to prevent people from getting paid if they're state employees and they sanction a gay marriage.
That's this someone other guy, from Oklahoma, right?
Huh?
That CHAG. She's from Oklahoma.
There's another one in Oklahoma.
Yes.
That he put forth a bill that would mean that only people of faith can get married, taking marriage out of government. And that if you're not married by somebody who casts their magic spell over you,
yes,
then you can have a common law marriage.
No, thank you, God.
So basically, atheists are fucked.
Right.
You can't get married if you're an atheist. It won't be sanctioned. It's not a real marriage.
You also can't go to heaven. But you can burn in hell for eternity.
Right. And we say that with love.
You baby-eating freak.
We say that with pure love.
Right. What would Jesus do?
There was one, I forget, one of these ninnies that just came out with something horrific, and she was like, you know, it's because we love them that we think they should be rounded up and killed. It's basically
God.
I mean, I'm paraphrasing.
But that's definitely...
That's basically the argument.
Christian psychology. We're doing this out of love. We're persecuting you out of love.
Right. Alabama. I can't understand how Roy Moore is still there. Well, I heard a story about it. You know, the Supreme Court in Alabama, they get elected.
Right.
And
that's a problem.
And Roy Moore, who was thrown off of the Supreme Court of Alabama at one point, dragged into the courts and thrown out because of he refused to not inject God.
Right.
Into proceedings.
Right.
Inexplicably got reelected.
Hot Jesus injection.
I guess not inexplicably. It's Alabama.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense.
But one person was saying that sadly they still have that ability in Alabama where you can just click GOP.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
And then everybody on the GOP ticket just immediately gets your vote. And she said she spoke to many Republicans who probably would not have voted for Judge Roy had they known.
But I mean, if you've ever been to Alabama, you get why they have that, because there's a lot of people down there who, I mean, if you work if you're on the election committee and you're having to work an election, you have to explain to those people how to vote. Oh, God. Just click GOP. It'll be easier for you.
So Judge Roy Moore of the Supreme Court of Alabama is basically saying that the federal court marriage doesn't mean jack shit. Federal court rulings on marriage.
Right. Was he holding a shotgun when he said it?
Because the issuance of such licenses would be in defiance of the laws of the Constitution of Alabama.
And Jesus Christ, Lord God.
He said that he lashed out at federal courts that have, quote, imposed by judicial fiat
Fuck you.
Same-sex marriage in 21 states of the union.
Burn in eternal fire.
And he says that he will continue to follow his state's amendment, barring such marriages.
Eat a dick.
In spite of a federal trial court ruling to the contrary. So, a man who is charged with...
Right.
Not violating the Constitution of the United States of America.
Eat a dick, hippie.
Is saying, fuck the Constitution of the United States of America. Fuck the Supreme Court of the Constitution of America. Because we here in Alabama ain't gonna abide by the starfish diver.
In the name of Jesus, suck my dick.
So he has told the governor that he thinks that they shouldn't enforce the ruling. They shouldn't allow the homeless to start getting married.
Right.
He quoted the Bible.
Bah, 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 bah.
He also quoted
Harry
a letter
Potter
from Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, really? A missive? A letter from Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, he's talking about states' rights. You know, this is their argument, is that they should be able to discriminate against who the fuck we want.
Right. I got this letter from this guy alive in the 1700s, yeah, when people owned people.
And we heard that argument, I don't know, 150-something years ago?
Yeah. Do you have a more relevant sort to cite, wackadoo? Thomas Jefferson.
In the 1860s, we heard about your state rights.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Well, somebody marched down to the South and burned the whole place. We burned it to the ground and we lost.
Back in 2002, the Supreme Court heard in Alabama a case regarding a custody dispute in which a woman who had previously allowed her ex-husband to have primary custody of their three kids, she was suing to modify the custody agreement because reports that the children's father had been abusing them.
No.
But the woman,
yes,
who had since entered into a same-sex relationship,
okay,
lost the trial court phase, but won on appeal. The appeals court finding that the father did abuse the kids, but the Alabama Supreme Court reversed it because they said they were in a better position to evaluate the evidence of abuse. And Moore filed a concurring opinion that made it clear that he saw the mother's same-sex relationship as the main reason that she should not have custody
of
her children. So, he cited biblical law. Sodom and Gomorrah. Saying, a sexual relationship between two persons of the same gender creates a strong presumption of unfitness that alone is sufficient justification for denying that parent custody of his or her own children.
Welcome to ISIS.
So he's saying you should have your kids taken away from you if you're gay, even if they're your biological children.
But that's what the Bible says. How are these people against something like Sharia law? It seems like they would love it.
Well, they are, just by a different name.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same fucking thing.
Call it Christian Bible law, and they're way for that shit.
Yeah, Mitt Romney. Obamacare is Romneycare.
So he wrote, This is what he wrote in a legal case of the Supreme Court of Alabama. This is 12 years ago.
Did he cite an episode of the Smurfs as well? An equal myth?
This isn't 1840. This is 2002 that this guy wrote this.
Good God.
Homosexuality is a criminal lifestyle. That is, quote, abhorrent, immoral, detestable, crime against nature, violation of laws of nature and nature's God upon which this nation and our laws are predicated.
But it's fabulous!
This is 12 years ago.
Oh,
this
my
isn't,
God.
This isn't 1830.
What are we supposed to do with Alabama?
How are they not? Is there no way to recall a Supreme Court justice? Or, I mean, how can anybody in Alabama not hide their head in shame that this man is a justice on their Supreme fucking court.
But you know what's fucked up, man? When I was in Florida, I went up to Alabama to do comedy. Not all there are not. It's not all rednecks and right wing nut jobs. Yeah. Well, I was in the metropolis of Mobile. You got to see downtown Mobile. I mean, really, you can run through Mobile in like 30 seconds and maybe break a sweat. It's a tiny little
from end to end.
It's a tiny city. It's cute. It's like, honestly, yeah, it's like I could have made this out of Legos.
It's a cute little city.
Yeah, it's a great city, but not, there's lots of people that aren't fucking right-wing nut job assholes. So what the fuck is going on?
Can you imagine living there and the day after the election, you look down and you see that Roy Moore, who had been dragged off of the bench in disgrace,
yeah,
was put right back up there by the voters.
I guess. I mean, I could see myself reading the Alabama Times on my palatial spread on the water for $600 a month.
Right, right.
Yeah, I could see myself.
Don't forget tonight, Daily Upper Decker podcast.
Right.
Brand new one. We would be talking to Tommy right about now, but we apologize.
We'll have him call in tomorrow or something, or maybe Friday to, you know, a pre-Super Bowl update.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Skype's being a little snatchy McTwatty, so...
Hello, snatchy McTwatty!
We apologize for...
That's funny.
...not speaking with Tommy right now.
Is that...
We could do a sports report.
Okay.
If you want.
What's going on?
You know, there's like football and basketball and stuff.
Yeah.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Tennis.
Yes.
We're done. So that's the Roy Moore report.
Wow. How horrendous.
No, what a piece of shit.
More
right?
Shit news out of Alabama. I mean, you know.
Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. I mean, God, they should call that the state of bigotry.
I think there could be a couple, maybe.
I mean, the band Alabama almost is going to drop the name Alabama.
In my home's in Alabama.
Probably not, though.
Who knows what's going on with those guys?
Right. I mean, they could be dead for all we know.
They made a lot of money. Virginia?
Yes. I lived there. I lived in the Allegheny Mountains.
That seems like we've been down the South a lot, but you know. Tracy Piles, Pyles.
Any relation to Gomer?
I don't know.
Tracy Pyles.
His brother shit.
That's one of them southern names. It's like, it's only got one syllable, but not really.
It's 17 syllables, yeah.
Pyles.
Augusta County Supervisor.
Fuck you.
Was at a staff meeting.
Right.
Was pissed off with a reporter.
Fuck you, commie.
An article written by a reporter named Calvin Trice.
Oh, Calvin Trice.
43-year-old government affairs reporter for the News Leader.
Mr. Trice!
He expected Piles to be pissed at him because he had written an article about a closed meeting that had been held improperly.
Piles pissed!
Tracy Piles loudly said to African-American Calvin Trice, you got it wrong, boy.
Uh-oh.
Son.
Uh-oh. Different word. None of those are good. None of those are good. What an asshole. You got it wrong, boy. I mean, son, I mean. What else was he going to say?
Pyle says he understands the word has been historically used in a derogatory way against the black people, but he speaks to that way. He speaks to everyone like he does to his sons. I have boys. Listen, boy, you can't do that. That's the way I talk to them.
Well, it's not.
I say.
It's not boy. Right. You sound like Foghorn Leghorn.
The fact that I think of Calvin no differently than I do anybody else, it came out, but I know the world looks at things differently.
Yeah, survey says you're a racist fucking liar.
He said, well, then here, he said he knew immediately that his words would be misinterpreted.
Nope.
As soon as they left his mouth, which is why he tried to correct it.
That's the thing. Whenever says anybody says anything racist publicly, it was misinterpreted. No, it wasn't. At that moment in your life, you're being so clear.
I immediately followed up with son.
Oh, good job.
He did send an email apologizing to Trice.
Congratulations on the email.
Only after the news leader called seeking comment. Calvin Trice says he's accepted the official's apology. I really appreciate it. He said he did mention he seems to be sincere that he hoped I haven't felt any different from any other member of the media. And that's honestly true. You may be different, boy.
Son,
but that's okay. Right. I'm gonna treat you just like the rest of the regular people.
God, who?
I mean, really? I'm gonna treat you like the regular people. Don't worry, boy.
Oh, thank you. I'm treated like the regular. That's what Archie Bunker used to say. Oh, is he regular?
You're right.
Meaning white.
Right.
We are so fucking racist. I mean, it just goes so deep. People see race.
Oh, that's racist of you to point that out.
It's so true. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like there's hope, but, you know, I don't know, dude.
Not so much?
I mean, listen to that guy. It's what is it, 2015? And he's like, hey, boy.
Right.
What the fuck?
Hey, boy.
Hey, I mean, at least he knew right when he said it, it could be construed as racist, you know. And then he said son, which, you know.
In awesome news.
Right.
If you were to go to Jeb Bush for president.com.
Oh, it goes to porn?
You may not find what you expect.
Oh, shit.
Because owners, C.J. Phillips and Charlie Rainwater,
yes,
purchased the domain in 2008. They are two self-professed gay bears from Oregon.
I love it.
Who own Jeb Bush for president.com.
This is my most favorite thing ever.
They say they will not relinquish it, even if he enters the race. they bought the domain, planning to use it to inform friends and families about some of the challenges they face being part of the LGBT community.
Oh, I thought they were just going to put gay porn on
it. That would be awesome.
That would be the best. Do that. That's funny.
he has in the past said that homosexuals are practitioners of sodomy.
Right.
But he now believes that people should respect civil unions. So he's doing that tap dancey thing where, you know, well, you know, We should have civil unions.
Still separate, but equal.
But I mean, marriage is between a man and a woman.
Yeah, you're a dickhead, Jeb. I mean, honestly. Yeah, you know, that's that's so funny about his website, though. I love shit like that.
That's like that whole Santorum thing, right?
Oh, yeah. What is it? Is that on Wikipedia?
What, Santorum?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a... I think it might have been fixed now.
Oh, really?
But if you Google...
What a bummer.
Third, Urban Dictionary. The first one says campaign for Santorum. Oh, no, it is. Number one.
Oh, man.
The campaign for the neologism Santorum started with a contest in May 2003. So the first instance of the word Santorum is a Wikipedia page talking about how Dan Savage created the word Santorum.
It's not even about him or his policy.
And that was after Santorum came out. I think he had said something about he equated gay sex with man on dog sex.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so Dan Savage was like, okay, let's redefine his name. He asked his readers to create a definition for the word Santorum in response to exactly what we said here.
Brilliant.
Savage announced the winning entry as, quote, the frothy mixture of lube and fecal matter that is sometimes the byproduct of anal sex. He created the website spreadingsantorum.com.
Oh, gross. It's
and
funny.
Santorum.com.
He oh, got wow. Good for him.
To promote the definition.
He's a go-getter.
Which became the top internet search result, displacing the senator's official website on all the big search engines.
Liberals are better at this shit than you are, conservatives. They're smarter. You know what I mean? Evidenced here.
Dan Savage said he would take the site down if Rick Santorum donated $5 million plus interest to Freedom to Marry.
Oh, that's fair. Dude, he's got $5 million. Give it to Dan Savage.
In 2011, Santorum asked Google to remove the definition from its search engine box.
Fuck off.
Google refused.
Yes!
Says it does not remove content from search results except in very limited circumstances.
Do you hear the people sing, right. singing the song of angry men?
So hopefully that would be great now if JebBushForPresident.com. I hope they SEO the fuck out of that. Maybe we're going to drop a backlink or two to them and make sure they get some...
People just work gratis on that shit.
To make that shit trend.
Oh, it's a good cause. That's funny.
Yeah, that whole Santorum thing was amazing.
I mean, what would you talk about his... how would you, outside of the fecal matter and lube dealio, how would you describe Santorum as a candidate? I mean, what is he like?
He's a prig. He's a Christo ninny who he said recently that, you know, this new campaign, he said, well, you know, there was stuff. I was going around saying crazy stuff before that it isn't what people are really. He's saying basically that the media tricked him.
Yes.
Into talking about the fact that he wants to ban porn.
Okay.
Or that the fact that he thinks homosexuality should be
they illegal. Tricked him into talking about those issues,
what he really believes.
Wow. Do you want to vote
he
for
should
somebody?
Have been talking about jobs. He should have been talking about helping the poor. This is what they're trying to do right now, which is not working.
This is what, that's
all.
What all these right-wing nut jobs say. You know, that's what Sarah Palin said. Katie Couric asked me what I read and she tricked me.
Right. How dare you trick me into saying what I actually believe.
Do you want to vote for somebody that got that's going to have their finger on the button who got tricked by Katie Couric?
Ugh.
No. Or Santorum, he got tricked into talking about porn in his campaign.
Why would you
want to vote for somebody that stupid then?
What do you think about porn? Well, I think it's a problem in society. Remember he said that?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a problem in society.
It's a huge problem.
Regular porn.
But meanwhile, it's a $1 billion industry, right?
Yeah.
You asshole.
If you go to our Facebook page, Crab Diving Easy, it's the name of our
easy,
show here.
Breezy, beautiful. Go fuck yourself.
There is a story about, oh God, that idiot on our page answered this story and he left a comment that is an example of what we're laughing at.
Yeah.
This is a woman. This is one of these idiots. A Christian woman got up to testify at the Idaho House committee hearing. There's something that they're proposing called the Idaho Human Rights Act. So you know it's got to be evil and horrible because it wants everybody to be treated equally.
Fuck you.
So, of course, the Christians are against that. They want to make sure that the term sexual orientation and gender identity is not. She wants that taken out.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can hear.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of her testimony.
Welcome to the committee. Please state your name for the record. Honorable representatives of the State House Affairs Committee, my name is Lori Birchfield. I've been married 35 years to my husband, Daryl. I'm a mother of four and a grandmother of five so far.
Lori Birchfield's testimony,
yes,
includes, quote, I have deep love and compassion for all people. This is what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I love everyone.
Right.
As Christ has taught me,
uh-oh.
Oh wait, let me do it like here. As Christ has taught me, and by the incredible example of my parents growing up. With that said, that love and compassion does not mean I condone the LGBT lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, do you really want to legalize under this bill pedophilia, sadism, bestiality, necrophilia, exhibitionism, polygamy, and many others? They are all within this undefined term.
Exhibitionism.
Yeah, what's wrong with exhibitionism?
Yeah, you got to outlaw that. I mean, you know, she wants to outlaw everything fun.
This is a dire concern to me, and I know to thousands of women across Idaho who are not able to be here today because they are home with their families. Our laws are designed to protect and keep safe the citizens of Idaho. Everyone should be free to go to a public restroom without fear of people with confused sexual orientation exposing themselves to our children. Nobody is flashing their surgically enhanced or changed genitals at your kids, you dumb box.
Right. I mean, you're in Idaho. Where are you going to the Golden Corral's bathroom in Idaho? And what? Is there somebody doing a rail of coke in the handicap stall?
Or flagrantly and unnecessarily parading their genitalia in the locker rooms of our YMCAs and gyms.
Guys, I got to be at the genitalia parade at 5 p.m. today. Can we hurry it up? In the gyms and locker room. What the fuck? So if you had a sex change and you go to a gym and you're, you know, you go whatever sex you are, you go into that locker room, you're not parading your junk
well,
around.
No.
You're changing your stupid fucking pants.
Exactly. And
grow up.
And in a women's bathroom, there's all stalls. So a male to female transgendered going into a female bathroom. Women aren't showing their beavers to each other in the bathrooms, despite what the porn movies we like to watch.
The beaver reveal. Listen, I mean the only response to this drivel is just to say, listen, grow up. You're stupid. What else do you say to this dummy?
Exactly.
You're ridiculous. You're spreading like fears and I don't know what to say.
Exactly.
Screw that person.
So our resident
asshole.
Lunkhead libertarian said, "You can't believe one without believing the others." Oh, that's right. You're liberals. Hypocrites get to pick and choose. My mistake.
Yeah. Fuck off.
But another idiot that doesn't understand consent.
Yeah. It's very strange.
So that's what's going on in Idaho. They want to make sure that the LGBT community is not put into that Human Rights Act. They are protesting a Human Rights Act.
That's the one that's the people that actually need that. You know, white straight Christians don't necessarily need
this
that protection.
Old
here,
white
the way it
broad
is.
Does not need any help. Nobody's discriminating against her except us.
That's the thing. That's the fucking thing. This has to stop. Every time, like, some state says, okay, we're gonna treat gay people like human beings, let them get married, let them have these rights, these Christian ninnies are like, I need my rights protected. You're getting more rights, so you're taking away mine. It doesn't work like that. Don't you think they feel that way?
Well, yeah.
Or am I insane?
Well, they're losing their privilege, and they don't like that at all.
I want to be the only one at the party. Fuck you.
Right. And anything that the liberals do is tainting the pureness of what the founders intended.
Yeah, straight people from Alabama, have fun polishing the turd you call marriage. I mean, really.
You're right.
It's not so precious, okay?
The I thought I had a story about that, but I don't. Horrible story.
Yes.
We're almost done here. We'll go over this quickly. It is a horrible story. But this is what religion can do to you. And you think it's only the idiots over on the other side of the world, Christians.
Friday,
extremists. Blowing people up and killing each other.
Oh my God.
Christy and Benjamin Strack, along with their three children, died of a lethal combination of drugs. Cups containing a red liquid were found next to each of the bodies. A bucket was found where they appeared to mix the deadly concoction. The bodies of the parents, along with 11-year-old Zion, 12-year-old Emery, and 14-year-old Benson,
oh no,
were discovered by the grandmother. All five members of the family were found in a locked bedroom, lying on one bed, with the blankets tucked around the mother and the children. So they believe the dad was the last to die because he was the only one not under the blanket. The 14-year-old son left a goodbye letter that gave away his things, saying he knew he was going to die. The parents had been talking about the evil in the world, expressing fear of impending doom. They seemed to be concerned, quote, about pending apocalypse. While some friends thought that suicide may have been or could have been included in their plans, others believed they were just going to move somewhere and live off the grid. So they're like, we're going to go away.
They're really off the grid
now.
We're
going to leave.
Do they think they're in like some nirvana or heaven right now? Was that the plan?
The couple has ties to a guy named Dan Lafferty, who was convicted of murdering his sister-in-law and her baby after he had a revelation from God.
Oh, my God.
The murders are detailed in the book Under the Banner of Heaven, A Story of Violent Faith, which focuses on this radical fundamentalist Mormon
group
that exists in pockets of rural America. So these are some loony, hardcore, crazy Mormons. Did you ever see the ones that like wear the dresses that go down to the ground and with the poofy like 1870s?
That's very weird.
Where
is this like that's multiple
that sect of Mormons?
Like multiple wives kind of bullshit.
I don't know. Polygamy? I don't think they had. This was single, but
good heavens.
They do have an adult son who luckily didn't live with the rest of the family. So they did a Jim Jones and made Kool-Aid. And killed their three kids and the adults themselves because of the horrible evil in this world.
God.
And they were going to meet the Jesus.
Faithless February can't get here soon enough.
Tell me about it.
Good Lord. Give it up for religion, y'all.
Yeah.
God damn.
So, you know, when you think we're screaming too much about the Dominionists here in America trying to take over the Louis Gohmerts and the Christo-fascists getting into power. Think about it. The bullshit that would come hailing down on us.
It's sad because these people have kids. They had kids.
Well,
they're fucking dead
that's
now.
That's the worst part. Yeah, I mean, Darwin, if you're... For them, it's Darwin.
Oh,
but
yeah,
how dare they take their kids with them? Like the little girl that died from leukemia a few days ago, 11 years old.
Just a horrendous story. I mean, shouldn't have died.
Jesus. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Raylan Moore on the right. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Tech Coast live. Then we're on crabdiving.com on iTunes and Stitcher as a podcast. Don't forget to listen to all the other great programming here on the network. Tonight, a brand new Daily Upper Decker pre-show for the Super Bowl.
That's right, starring Rakesh, the intern.
8 p.m. on our coast, 11 p.m. out on the Eastern Coast. And then don't forget to follow us on all the social media. We're all over the place. Look for Crab Diving. Follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
And everything you need, all your crab needs, are at crabdiving.com. Ladies and gentlemen, back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Pray for us.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.